Kuskokwim fishermen are expected to face serious restrictions on subsistence salmon fishing this summer in efforts to bring more king salmon to the spawning grounds. With fishing closed possibly all of June, the working group is asking that dip nets be used selectively to harvest non-Chinook salmon. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The season for king salmon is expected to be closed May 15th and stay closed through almost all of June. The preliminary fishing schedule may see some small changes, but the bottom line is that fishermen will see major restrictions. With that outlook, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group wants fishermen to be able to get other species with dip nets. They've submitted an emergency petition to the Board of Fish. Dave Cannon works for the native village of Napaimute and is a working group member. He says the request comes as managers anticipate very few kings, somewhere between 70 and 117,000.
The run may be as low as we've ever seen it. There is a real good chance that there's going to be severe restrictions. What we all would like to see is some other opportunity for fishermen to go out there and harvest other fish other than king salmon.
With dip nets, any king salmon that were caught must be released back to the river alive. Dip nets are commonly used on the Kenai River. Last year, they were implemented on the Yukon River with some success.
The learning curve might be pretty steep at first. Find out where and how to actually use the net, but that's the hope, that people will be able to harvest sockeye and chums and be able to fill their needs as best as possible.
The board can consider the petition outside of its regular meetings and come back to the group with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Another request submitted by the group seeks to limit the length of drift nets from 300 feet to 150 feet. That's a conservation method that would allow more kings to pass by.
We have talked with the troopers, and it is possible to be able to tie off, say, half of the net in the boat and only use basically half of the actual 300-foot net. There's not going to be any need to cut or damage a net.
Managers expect to get as close as they can to a final schedule in the first week of April in Anchorage. They will then attempt to get the word out about the extremely important year coming up.
We want to try and get as many fish within the escapement goal numbers up to the spawning grounds so that we do, in fact, have fish coming back in the coming years and for future generations. We've seen the lowest run on record last year. Every single escapement project on the Kuskokwim was the lowest we've ever seen. So we are in pretty much a dire situation.
In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.